The concert season is off and running thanks to the State University of New York at Buffalo and their Department of Music. And we have a trumpeter and professor of music, John Nelson. Hi, John.
Good afternoon.
We also have assistant professor of music and a great pianist. He's the official pianist with the New York Philharmonic, and that's Eric Huebner. Eric, thanks for coming back down to WNED.
Thank you, Peter.
We're talking about the SLE Sinfonietta and a big concert this Tuesday, September 10th at 7:30 at SLE Hall. Can you tell us about the Sinfonietta, a central driving force for music in Buffalo?
The SLE Sinfonietta was formed, I believe, in 1996 or 97 by our colleague David Felder, who's professor of composition, artistic director of the SLE Sinfonietta, and director of the Center for 21st Century Music at UB. David's idea, as he explained it to me, was to have a faculty-driven chamber orchestra that would also bring in our performing colleagues from other metropolitan areas and to include students in the ensemble. And the mission of the ensemble is to perform repertoire that doesn't usually get performed. So you'll see pieces on the programs that would not likely get played even by major symphony orchestras in other cities. So the mission of the Sinfonietta is really to sort of drive home this idea of interesting, contemporary, unusual, and possibly unrecognized and underperformed music.
I really like what you're saying, because if you grew up in Buffalo, you have this, oh, it's from Buffalo, you know, how good can it be? I'm trying to get across here, no, this is really, really good. This is world-class stuff that other cities would really love to have, and we have it. And it happens to be out at UB, and it happens to be this Tuesday night. Now, Eric, you are a big part of the Sinfonietta, so tell us about the Tuesday concert.
We are on the second half of the program. The big work will be Boulez's Derive II. And this is a piece that Boulez has worked on throughout his compositional career. It started off as a very short work. It's a piece that's only for 11 players. And he has expanded it over the years. And it's now a piece that lasts nearly 50 minutes. In those 50 minutes, what you hear is really Boulez at his finest in terms of his compositional craft and his ideas about what music can be. And it's a fantastically rich and rewarding score. And it's exceptionally difficult. And it's probably among the most ambitious undertakings, I think, that the Sinfonietta has done. But to the point you were making about Buffalo and having something really high level here musically, this work, Derive II, has really only, I think, been played in the United States once or twice by ensembles in New York and Boston. And it really doesn't get done anywhere else outside of, it's been done in Europe a few times. But this is a very rare chance, in fact, to hear a piece by one of the greatest composers alive today. And I think all of myself and all of my colleagues are just really thrilled to have this chance to play such a piece. It's not an opportunity that, you know, we may ever get again. The Sinfonietta, back to your question about what kind of an ensemble it is, it's a very flexible group. We can do a piece like this for only 11 players, and we can do a piece like Ravel's Two Hebrew Songs, which involves a much larger orchestra on the first half, and that will feature the mezzo-soprano Julia Bentley. So it's actually a program, despite the hardcore nature of the Boulez and the intensity of the second half of the concert. The first half is actually music by Ravel, the two Hebrew songs that I mentioned, and also an arrangement of his piano piece, his piece for five hands piano called Fronta Pièce. It's an arrangement that, in fact, Boulez did for orchestra of this early Ravel work. And then we are also, I will be performing two songs based on the Paul Verlaine poem.
Hey, guys, thanks for coming down to WNED.
Thank you very much.
John Nelson, appreciate it.
Thank you.